Hello, and welcome back to ECE by Miss T, a parenting podcast for infants and toddlers brought to you by an early childhood educator. I hope everyone is holding up well amidst this pandemic. It's been stressful as a business owner and as, a human being. but we're back. Today, I'm discussing avoiding emotional triggers. I'll be covering what those are, what happens when we avoid, and I'll give some examples of ways to lean into emotional triggers in a healthy way. Here we go. So, we hear all the time, choose your battles when it comes to parenting. And I agree. However, in my 5+ years of experience, in my own business, I've had many conversations with parents who have voiced the many ways that they tried to avoid emotional triggers with their toddlers, all in the name of choosing their battles. Emotional triggers are really anything that sets off an emotional response. And for toddlers, that can seem like an infinite amount of things. but often, adults, we want to do all the things to keep a child from crying and acting out, hence, choose your battles. But without a healthy balance, we may be doing children a disservice. So let's take it back to what I often say on this podcast about children being so new here. I mean, you think of like a 2-year-old, they've only been here for 2 years. Like, that's not long at all. You think of a 3-year-old, still, that's not a lot of time on this earth to really have it figured out. I mean, I'm 28. I don't have it all figured out. My mother, she would kill me if I said her age on here, but she doesn't have it all figured out. She tells me all the time, like, and that's just like as encouragement, like no one has it all figured out, especially emotions. So, everything that we do, say, don't do, don't say, teaches these children how the world works. And that's why this responsibility is so amazing because we have the job of helping these little ones figure out themselves and the world. And figuring themselves out includes learning about the many emotions that they feel. And when we avoid triggering those quote unquote negative emotions, we miss out on moments to help them better connect with themselves. And we spoke on boundaries with toddlers before, but did you know that anger and sadness are usually indicators that a boundary needs to be set? They're like little mile markers or like marker flags that tell you where to go back and input a boundary. It's a very interesting psychology behind it, but it kind of makes sense, right? Like when something pisses us off or hurts our feelings, it should be analyzed and communicated. When we as adults are able to offer children the opportunity to assess their emotions, we learn to do the same for ourselves. This makes a more emotionally healthy household and environment for children and adults as a whole. So let's get into some examples of emotional triggers for these little guys. say your toddler really loves to push all the elevator buttons when you guys get on an elevator. And when they can't, they get, very upset. Our adult logic can see how this can be problematic, especially if we're in a rush or if other people are on the elevator. So, is this a battle you choose? My answer would be yes. Choosing this battle creates an awesome teaching moment about consideration for others, how it's okay to feel disappointed about not getting your way. And it's also a moment to strengthen the bond between you and your toddler by having an honest conversation about the emotions we feel and appropriate ways to express them. Let's do another one. Let's say your toddler is insistent on wearing clothes that are inappropriate for the weather that day. And so when you offer them appropriate clothing for the weather that day, they throw them, scream, kick, and shut down. Sounds like a full-on tantrum, right? So would you choose this battle to fight, or what do you think? My answer would be yes again. Sorry. If you checked out my episode on healthy boundaries, I spoke on safety boundaries, and this would definitely fall under that. If it's, say, below zero out, you know, and your toddler wants to wear open-toed sandals, shorts, and a princess cape, they're going to be overwhelmingly cold, which is now a safety issue. Actually, that makes me think about another podcast episode topic, maybe ease with dressing toddlers. Maybe I'll do that next so that we can dive deeper into that topic of, like, you know, getting kids dressed and out of the door and on their way with less stress. Okay, so, you know, what's a battle I wouldn't choose? I know you're wondering. Let's say your toddler really wants a breakfast snack on the way out the door to school, where they'll be eating a full breakfast. When you try to reason with them that the drive isn't far, that they'll be eating as soon as they arrive, etc., they get very upset. And again, you're in a rush, as we usually are. Don't choose that battle. In my Terrible Twos episode, I think I touched on giving options. So your toddler has freedom to choose what they want from a limited amount of choices. And I would do that here. You know, for example, give them a choice between a banana in the car, or, you know, they can have like a banana in the car, or they could have a cup of dry cereal in the car. You know, they'll make their choice and you guys will be out the door. If they eat less at school, they won't starve because they had that morning snack before, you know, their actual breakfast. I know in my program, we don't bring in outside food other than like for birthdays and special occasions or whatever. So if that's the case for their school, it would be wise to prep them on the car ride there that, you know, they may not be able to finish their snack before they arrive, and they'll have to leave it in the car. And this might cause a fuss, but, you know, we can't avoid all the battles. And that's really my whole point. When we intentionally attempt to avoid all the battles with our little ones, we send the message that things can go their way all the time. And that simply isn't true, unfortunately. As emergencies pop up, circumstances fluctuate, other people are potentially impacted, and their environment changes, the goal is to teach them to be adaptable to their ever-changing world around them. You know, their stability comes from within. It comes from home, from school, from family. And that's something that we instill in them early on in this beautiful early childhood development stage of their life. The goal is also to teach them how to handle those big emotions. Again, they are new here, so they won't always get it right every time, you know. So it's on us adults to be compassionate and understanding, even when we're frustrated with their behavior. You know, we can apologize for losing our cool. We can explain our own big emotions when they happen. And, you know, we basically validate our emotions to validate theirs. Avoiding emotional triggers for your toddlers creates more stress in the long run. I mean, yeah, it takes more work to address things and deal with the fallout every time. But it's worth it in the end, excuse me, because your toddler will have like a better understanding about the complex world around them and inside them with their emotions. Yeah. So this was a quick little episode. But I truly hope this topic was able to help someone, and I hope that you guys remember that your parenting, it evolves as the days go by. You know, we have on days, we have days when everything is off, you know, but you're here tuning in, doing the work, and your child will appreciate that one day. So, yeah, thank you for checking me out. Like, comment, share this episode with your friends and family. If there's a topic that you want me to cover, feel free to reach out to me. I'd love to give you guys like the exact content that hits home for your unique situation. And it can totally be anonymous. I won't, you know, name names on the actual episode. So just hit me up and let me know. Sending love and compassion your way, and until next time.